Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Thousands of fishermen from the Atlantic and Gulf coasts left their boats for a day Wednesday to travel to Washington. They're hoping to catch a break from the law's limits on overfishing. At a Capitol Lawn rally called United We Fish, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said the law that's helping to bring fish stocks back from collapse should change.
Now, rebuilding our fisheries is important. We know that. We agree. But we need to start caring as much about our fishermen as we do about our fish.
Schumer wants to change the landmark Magnuson-Stevens Act, which uses science to set limits on what types and numbers of fish can be caught. He thinks it should take economics into account and delay some deadlines for rebuilding fisheries. It's the latest round in an increasingly bitter dispute over how to bring fisheries back. Gloucester, Massachusetts, like many fishing communities, has weathered many changes in the industry. In the 70s, giant foreign-owned vessels depleted fisheries from just beyond U.S. waters. Then, government loans encouraged a new wave of local boat owners in the 80s. That was followed by overfishing, collapse of many important stocks, and a painful contraction of the fleet. Key parts of the Magnuson-Stevens Act aimed at ending overfishing kick in this year. Gloucester Mayor Carolyn Kirk worries that could mean tighter catch limits and even fewer boats in an already stormy economy.
Gloucester is the oldest seaport in America. We've been fishing for over 400 years, and I think that the future of Gloucester as a seaport is very much in jeopardy.
Kirk met with fishermen from the region to plan their rally in Washington. Government resentment and distrust run deep here. In the parking lot, a truck's bumper sticker reads, National Marine Fisheries Service, destroying fishing families since 1976. That's Tina Jackson's ride. She fishes and traps lobster out of Point Judith, Rhode Island. Jackson says fishermen sacrificed to help rebuild stocks only to face further restrictions.
Fishermen have been told time and time again that they will be rewarded, they will be given days at sea, they will have more fish to fish on. We are supposed to be fishing on 170,000 metric tons of fish along the East Coast every year. Last year, they gave us 43,000.
Atop Jackson's list of complaints is the government's shifting rulings on whether a fish stock has recovered or is still overfished. She says just as a fish stock appears to be recovered, the government's numbers change. David Marciano agrees. He's a 30-year Gloucester fisherman who worries he might not be in business much longer.
We've been rebuilding stocks. We're at the 10-yard line, and they're moving us to another stadium. You know what I mean? It's completely arbitrary and unfair. Never mind moving the goalposts. They're taking it right to another stadium and leaving us here.
But I guess if I were looking at this from the conservationist perspective, I might say we have to be vigilant. If we let up now, we're going to fall back into patterns that got us into trouble with declining stocks in the first place.
We're not saying we're not about preserving the stocks. I have a son who loves to come on the boat. I would love to see more fish in the ocean for him than there was for me, and I believe we've achieved that. That's why I think it's a shame to be forced out of business by agenda-driven politics.
Marciano says he knows some fish stocks are still struggling, but others are more numerous than he's ever seen. Why should one weak stock prevent his fishing the other? Steve Morosky has heard a lot of these complaints. He directs scientific programs for fisheries at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which sets fishing regulations. Morosky's sympathetic to the fishermen's frustrations, but says those changes in targets for rebuilding fish stocks were necessary as science improved.
It's a very dynamic thing because our knowledge of the oceans is dynamic. What we have is an entire fishery in transition where the most productive ones, where we've been able to control overfishing, are responding well. But the law requires that we rebuild the complex, and that includes being sensitive to the stocks that grow slower and are perhaps even more vulnerable to overfishing.
That explains part of what fishermen like David Marciano see out on the water. This time of year, Marciano's fishing haddock and cod. Morosky says the fast-growing haddock of Georges Bank are doing great, the highest numbers ever. But cod,
still not so good. And remember, Murawski says, the law calls for restoring all stocks, not just a few.
That certainly creates tension where you've got productive stocks that could endure more fishing caught side by side with stocks that are in more trouble. And so the larger question becomes, how do we rebuild those stocks that are doing poorly, but also create economic opportunities to catch the ones that are doing well?
The rallying fishermen and politicians like Senator Schumer say the best fix for that is to change the law, to add flexibility. But conservation groups say that's a dangerous course. Pew Environment Group Fishery Policy Director Lee Crockett says Schumer's proposal would put economics ahead of conservation.
And we feel that that is a short-sighted strategy. It was the way we used to do things, and we had stock collapses in New England and the Gulf of Mexico, so we know what's going to happen if we allow that, and you know, we just don't want to go back to that failed model.
Crockett says a better way is to change fishing to be more fish-specific. A NOAA program called Cooperative Research finds ways to do that. It might be different bait for hook lines or better timing of fishing to target plentiful stocks and not the scarce ones. That program, however, could be gutted. The president's budget would scale back its funding. There's much more on fisheries at our website, loe.org.